It's the DNP Project Podcast with your hosts, Dr. Molly Bradshaw and Dr. Tracy Vitale.
Welcome to the DNP Project Podcast, where we share tips, inspiration, and more. My name is Dr. Molly Bradshaw, and I'm the host of this episode and the co-host of the podcast, along with my colleague, Dr. Tracy Vitale. In this episode, we're talking about COVID compliance and the DNP project. This is actually a spin off a webinar that Dr. Vitale and I did back in the summer in June of 2020, where we did a webinar with Springer entitled The Impact of COVID-19 on DNP Projects. If you check the show notes of this episode, there's a direct link right to that webinar so that you can access it. It's free to access if you want to look at it. And we take a deeper dive in that episode, going through all the nuances of how COVID-19 has impacted our DNP projects. In our experience, Dr. Vitale and I, we are noting that there's some significant IRB changes. They're adding requirements that a scholarly work must specifically address COVID precautions. So we address some of these things in the webinar. We talk about the difference between projects that are in progress versus the impact on projects that are being planned for the future. So for those of you that are planning DNP projects, in the COVID context, here's just a short list of considerations that we'd like for you to think about as you're going through this planning process. So number one, make sure that you're thinking about what is the current state and local policies on social distancing, use of masks, the size of gatherings, things like this. This is updating real world in real time. So you need to make sure that you've included that, that you're aware and that you're somewhat nimble with your DNP project as you're planning this. Number two, you also need to check and just see, is there any institutional policy from your university, from your partnering organization that's specific about COVID that could impact your project? So make sure you take a look at that. One of the biggest things, how are you going to ensure safety of your DNP project participants in regards to COVID? So if you're doing a training, are they going to be socially distanced? Are you going to convert it to an online format? If you're doing chart audits, are you permitted to go into the organization given the COVID context? How is that going to look? So just make sure you're thinking about that safety. How are you going to ensure that the project is compliant? And has your IRB set forth requirements? We said that earlier. And we do recommend that in your DNP project methodology, make a specific paragraph that addresses COVID. That way, it's very clear to your DNP team, to your DNP chair, to your DNP partnering organization that you clearly address this these issues. So we are recommending that you put a dedicated paragraph to that notion in your project methodology. So follow us in that webinar. Go to the link that we're providing. We talk a little bit more about strategies for redirection of the DNP projects and visions for DNP projects of the future. So just take some time to listen to that webinar. We hope that that quick checklist kind of gives you some logistical things to think about COVID compliance in the projects. And remember to follow us on DNP Success, email us any questions that you might have, and again, the link to the Springer webinar is provided in our show notes. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Dr. Molly Bradshaw and Dr. Tracy Vitale on the DNP Project Podcast. Check out the DNP Project YouTube channel at DNP Success on YouTube.